We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples with Dr. Marvin Wade and Board Member Kurt Herman as the USD 3D3 School Board meets tonight, 6:30 p.m. And there's not a lot on the agenda, but some important things we're going to dive into here. Thought maybe first, though, we'd start with some announcements here. Do the Jones List and the donations and grants.
Yeah, well, I can, you know, the Jones List, and I think we got kind of touched on this already, but, you know, Wayne, we are definitely hiring. We are hiring paraprofessionals, bus drivers, child nutrition workers, custodial, maintenance, and a variety of teaching positions. And you can apply online at usd383.org/employment. And also, as we mentioned earlier, you know, we are planning to remain hybrid learning for all on-site students. And of course, we will still continue to monitor the district, but we have no intention of taking a vote or making any changes tonight at our meeting. So as of right now, that will stand through the end of the winter break. And you know, just a quick reminder, you know, we just got to remind everybody to wear your masks and make sure it completely covers your mouth and nose, and wash and sanitize your hands frequently. Keep your hands away from your face, practice social distancing, avoid gatherings of any size, clean surfaces regularly, and stay home if you're sick or if you just have cold and flu-like symptoms. And I don't mind letting everyone know, because I had COVID and I had to quarantine, and fortunately I had a rather mild case, but I let my guard down and kind of slipped up on not wearing a mask when I should have. And so that's be careful and don't let your guard down. Be diligent at all times. And by the way, winter break starts on the 23rd of December and we resume on January 5th.
Okay. I'm curious, is there any anticipation that short week right before Christmas, you may do a similar thing like you did right before Thanksgiving?
There's been some internal discussion just about the possibilities. We're getting feedback from staff and parents, other individuals, about how well that worked. So at this point in time, it'd be premature to say we're going to, you know, it depends on our status, the numbers, a lot of different things. But we are, I mean, there's some initial conversation about the possibility of it. But please, nobody go make plans for those days. You know, at this point in time, we are planning on being in hybrid learning those days right there before the winter break.
Okay, very good. As far as donations, do we have any tonight?
We do. Always appreciate the opportunity to thank the community members who provide all these donations and grants. You know, every month, every meeting, we've got some that we can announce, and it really does make a difference. For tonight's meeting, there's $11,500 worth of donations and grants. There's $4,500 cash donation from Pepsi-Cola of Manhattan to Manhattan High School for building and departmental use in support of student and staff activities. There's a $2,000 donation from Thrivent to Ogden Elementary for winter break supply bags for all of our registered on-site students. There's a $4,000 cash donation from Riley County Raising Riley to Eugene Field Early Learning Center for behavioral and mental health support personnel. And then $1,000 cash donation from Manhattan Ogden Public School Foundation to Marlette Elementary for supplies. So again, that's at $11,500. So thank you to all of those individuals and groups that made those donations possible.
All right, very good. There is some items that are not COVID related here on the agenda tonight, and some decent ones here. I know my wife working towards an ESOL certification is probably interested in that annual report, but that'll be shared tonight here with Emily Cherms.
I could speak to that one just briefly, that it is English to speakers of other languages. We've got 397 English learner students in the district. We've got 13 staff in that area. And the report tonight, we'll talk about the services provided. I know one piece I always look at is how many different countries of birth do we have within our district. And at in tonight's report, it's over 75 different countries of birth within our community. So a really good report, a lot of information there about what all is being done with the English to speakers of other languages. And Emily Terms will be giving that report. She runs the program for us.
Okay. The Facility Capital Outlay Annual Report, what does that all entail?
That's something that, you know, that Matt Davis gives every year. It's actually more of a picture review of what all the projects that they've done the last year. Because you know, we always see on black and white on paper things we're approving, but then he'll come and show, you know, pictures of the cooling towers we've replaced and different types of flooring we put in, and it's always kind of helpful for us to see, you know, actually, you know, what the end result of the money that we spend. And And he also matches that up with our capital outlay. And, you know, because we put money aside every year for maintenance and for updates and upgrades. And, for example, like we've been putting away around $40,000 a year away that we used to spend on mowing and seeding the Bishop Stadium turf. We've been saving that. And because about every 10 years, it costs about $400,000 to $500,000 to replace that turf. So just shows that, you know, the things that we plan on and where we're at on those different projects.
All right, very good. The district assessment report is also being given tonight by Paula Haug, and that's probably pretty important to listen into if people are interested.
Yeah, a couple things on that report to call attention to would be ACT. I know people track how our students do on that. That the composite score from, let's see, it would have been the 18-19 school year, it went up last year in the 19-20 school year. So it went up from 23 to 23.2 composite score for the students. Advanced placement classes, there's 360 high school students. They completed over 700 of the AP exams in 25 different subject areas. So we continue to stress that as an excellent opportunity for them to earn college credits, get that high-level, rigorous content provided by our staff. So those are two highlights within that report.
Okay. As far as new business, just a couple of items here. There's a change order here for that West Campus project, and it's a significant change order. What? Maybe you can explain the details of that.
Well, I mean, the change orders, you know, I mean, well, first of all, you know, we're doing a construction management at risk. And what that means is the construction company will give us a quote. We agree on the guaranteed maximum price of what the project's going to cost. And they have to stick to that. And so do we. However, if there are some changes done per request of the owner, which would be us, then that can be an additional a change order. I mean, I think the biggest piece of that was the parking lot was originally going to be asphalt, and they wanted to change that to concrete. I think that was the biggest piece of that.
That was the one that jumped out to me as well on that.
Yeah. But I'm sure there's a logical. I mean, obviously concrete lasts longer, and we have full faith in the construction teams that we have, and we have Trisha Brookfront, who is our owner representative, and she actually, people remember, she was the one that was basically in charge of our bond issue the last time, and it was a complete success, and a lot of that has to do with her work. So she does a good job.
All right. And then lastly is an easement here for the City of Manhattan levee construction.
That's pretty standard work. Mm-hmm. That we've got our warehouse complex, and the city's working on the levee, and they needed need easement on the north side of our property there. So this puts into motion what needs to be done for them to be able to do the work they need to do and going across our property. So no controversy, no problem there with it. It's us working cooperatively with the city.
All right. Kurt, is there anything else that you'd like to share with listeners here this morning?
Two real quick things. We right now there's the Manhattan Martin Luther King Junior Art and Writing Contest going on. The deadline is December 19th, and it will all be online. And I think it's, I'm sure it's available. Information for that is available on our website. But that's the thing we do every year, and it's a kind of a big deal. We enjoy seeing all the different, the creativity of students and kind of thinking outside the box to honor Martin Luther King Jr. And also, too, I guess I just want to say one last thing that I want to reiterate that we will not be voting tonight to change our current delivery model. You know, we voted in November to go through the holiday break until January, and then we'll reevaluate at that point. And our intent is to go as much in as possible then. But I also really, really want to be sure to compliment Dr. Wade and the administrative staff, and they've done a great job, you know, navigating through these tough times with COVID. And I think they've done a great job, and I think we've kept our students and staff safe through this whole thing, thanks to their hard work and even my, I want to also compliment my fellow board members. They were all working very hard and taking lots of feedback, but everybody's doing good. And I think we've stayed the course pretty well.
Yep. Obviously, not an easy time to probably be on the school board. Some tough decisions have had to be made. And you know, one way or another, you're not going to make everybody happy there. That's just the name of the game.
And I want to jump in too the board is continuing to do the work of the board, and mm-hmm. the district is continuing to do the work of the district. We're dealing with COVID, yes, but we're also dealing with, you know, with the redistricting, the construction projects. One of the things on the agenda tonight would be curriculum changes as, you know, new courses as sixth graders move up to the middle school. So we continue to do those other things, and I just want to reassure people, you know, we're still focused on student success, providing those opportunities and getting the other work done in addition to this. So that does take, you know, a lot of extra time from board members beyond what they already put in, and that could be a focus of a whole nother show. But there is one more thing that I think Mr. Herman might want to talk about, and that's, if he has a minute, and that'd be the school board conference, because it's virtual and it's going on starting in about 2.5 hours.
Yes. Yeah. The KSB, the Kansas Association of School Boards state convention, that actually starts today. And this year it will be all online, which is obviously a change from the normal. We've never had any pieces of it available online. But it's a really great event. You know, every year we take as many board members as we possibly can. And Dr. Wade goes to it, and Eric Reed, and we even bring Aaron Meyer Gambrell, our KNEA representative. I think it's summer. We're very proud to have her join us and be part of the group there and represent our district. But I'm really excited about that it's going to be online, because they're recording all the sessions, and all the sessions will be available for an entire year. Typically, we can only go to one session at a time, and we have to kind of divide and conquer and then reconvene later and then share our experiences at the different sessions. And so the way they're doing it this year, I think we would probably have an opportunity to go to every session if that we really want to go to. Although the biggest feature of the convention is just getting together with other board members across the state, and, you know, sharing our experiences and ideas. And, you know, it doesn't matter how large a district is, you know, we all kind of face the same problems, but we deal with them in different creative ways. And sometimes we get lots of good ideas and new innovative things that we can add to our district. So that's the one thing I will miss. But yeah, it starts today.
All right. Well, guys, I appreciate you being on here today, and we'll talk again. I guess we'll talk to both of you probably in the new year.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Thank you, Brandon. Thank you, Kurt.
Thanks, Brandon. Thanks, Dr. Wade.
All right. Stay tuned. More in Focus after this on News Radio KMAN.